You know what's funny?
Yeah, it's another little thing about Terry's fucking drunk thoughts and shit. Of course, I'm always thinking about the Marine Corps because I miss it. A lot of Marines will say they hate it, but goddamn it, they fucking miss it too. They don't miss the bullshit, they miss the camaraderie. But what I'm going to say right now is, let me finish my beer. But fucking, I was just thinking about some shit, man. I don't know if I put this on my fucking podcast, not or not, but not or not. What the fuck's that make sense? That don't make sense at all. But, you know, when I got into the Marine Corps, I got stationed at, up in North Carolina in Camp Johnson for fucking 5 months, some shit. I'm a warehouse man. I did shit but fucking fuck around and do stupid shit. But other than that, after I fucking got my orders or whatnot, game pad to Camp Pendleton and shit. Should have went to Hawaii, but I was like, let me go close home to Vegas and shit. So anyways, now this is going to be funny. A lot of you fuckers not going to fucking know what I'm talking about, because you're going to be funny like, what the fuck does that mean? Shit. Anyways, because I even, to this day, I still, those fucking acronyms and shit still don't get to me. But I get home to MCP, I think I told this shit in the last podcast or whatnot, Marine Corps property, whatnot, or the Air Wings section, I think it was mile 30 some shit, who knows, who gives a fuck, anyways, but I hope that Devil Dog stand is still there. I actually looked that shit up on Google, it's still there, so I'm like, oh, when I go there this March, motherfucker better be there. And he washes cars for a living too, just so you guys know, if you ever over there. Whatever. Anyways, shit, I lost my train of thought. Fuck. Anyways, I never did my job, so I got TAD orders. And I went to range maintenance. Now, for all you fuckers out there that don't know what range maintenance is, range maintenance is you're going over ranges that's been in the Marine Corps, military, at Camp Pendleton fucking decades. You gotta go out there and cut the fucking goddamn grass. You know how many fucking live rounds are all over that fucking place? Yes. My feet got shot at. Not my head, my feet got shot at. Like you fucking hit a round at the right fucking moment. It's like, boom! It's like, Jesus! Yeah, life's a bitch. Yeah, I did range maintenance for a good minute. And then, after that, you know, there's a funny thing about it. Everybody wants to join the Marine Corps, but you're doing range maintenance, and then you're painting walls. So, and you're a fucking PFC. You're like, this is the best thing ever. But you're with motherfuckers that are sergeants, fucking corporals, and corporals. I was a PFC at the time. All these motherfuckers, they all fucking did time. They went to Iraq. They went to Afghanistan. They're all combat veterans. We're combat. They're all fucking grunts. Because what they put them into is like when they're about to get out, they put them in a lower job so they don't have to do another tour into fucking combat and shit, which they should not have to. But yet, my little ass is right there with them. You know how much shit I got? I got a lot of shit. You go ahead and laugh all you want. So, after that shit is said and done, my ass finally goes back to MCP. I'm like, oh, I'm here. And my staff's was like, hey, they like you so much, they want you back, so here's your orders. Another TAD orders. I'm like, what? Are you serious? That was actually my response. Like, fuck. So I'm like, all right, Staff Sergeant. I go back. Not range maintenance no more. Range safety officer. What the fuck is my... By this time, I'm a Lance Corporal. All right, I was PSC. Now I'm a Lance Corporal. What the fuck? A range safety officer? That's something for a gunny or... Technically, a SAS Sergeant gunny tops. Someone at PMI. Someone that knows their shit. I didn't know anything about this shit. I just... said fuck it, holding my cigarette fell up, but no, fuck it, I'll keep talking. But I'm sitting there, right, and I'm at range 800. I'm Camp Pendleton, beautiful view, I'll just stare at the view. The pop-up targets. If anybody listens to this shit, if anybody gets a hold of this shit, pop-up targets back in the day, back in 2006 type, dude, they had like batteries that you use for your car with little fucking green targets that popped up, but you had to go set them up. You had a little switch box, so you had to hit it up. Nowadays, I've been looking at it, like, these motherfucking robots. Like, what the fuck? But I was in charge of range 800, and I will never forget this night. Dude, I fucking had, what was it, seven or eight targets out there. And it was range 800, and it was on the cliff. And it's looking down towards the ocean side. But I had all my targets spread out, because you want Marines to know how to shoot at standing target. Whoa. But the fucking sun went down. So I was like, fuck. So the fucking infantry unit that was that I was actually giving their shit. Oh no, I forgot. I prayed that out. No, I'll tell you guys after I'm done with this. I should say it now. So anyways, I'll just say it now. So fucking Numbness, Gunnery Sergeant fucking looks at my little Lance Corporal ass at the time, so I'm like, how far from the target should you be shooting? I was like, I don't know, Gunnery Sergeant. In my head, I was like, I don't fucking know. I'm just here to do this job. So I'm sitting there with all these grunts, these fucking ground fucking pounders that are probably one or two of them probably not with us today, which sucks. But so I'm like, fuck, man, what the fuck do you want me to say? That shit, I know you guys are thinking about this fucking... Anyways, after that, anyway, let's get back to the fucking... After I trained them and popped up targets and blew up fucking shit for them and shit. Oh, yeah, I was in charge of explosives, too. I was in charge of a lot of shit, man. But fucking did all that shit. And I wasn't even... That wasn't my MOS. I learned all that shit from all these motherfucking... The TAD orders. I learned all this shit hand on hand from some random motherfucker that's about to get out of the Marine Corps. Like, hey, this is what you gotta do. You got it? I guess. Okay, good. And walk away type shit. Like, ah, fuck. So you learn hand on hand type shit. Well, anyways. So, you know what? I'm so mad right now because, dude, like, they fucked me pretty good. Like, literally, in my ass with no Vaseline, like, nothing. And I never did, I did my MOS for maybe 6 months tops. And I was a warehouse man. Texas Pete should understand that shit. Everybody else was happy. I wasn't. I was like the redheaded stepchild that, hey, they like you, Terry. Go ahead. It's like, you know, you're dealing with grunts. All right. 0311s, those motherfuckers, I don't give a fuck. 03 whatnot. They're fucking assholes. They're fucking assholes, especially when it comes to fucking pogues like myself, if you want to call me a pogue. But I tell you one thing. Fuck me. Simple fucking fact. The stories I heard. Simple fucking shit. That's why we have a fucking Marine Corps. Because of those motherfuckers. But they are still assholes towards me. But I got respect from those old motherfuckers. Because imagine fucking being a pogue and dealing with fucking assholes from the grunt units. Dude, they're all assholes. And like two of them I knew. Not in that unit. But like in the barracks. But the motherfuckers I didn't know, they fucked with me constantly. I loved it. Especially the one thing is, when I got in trouble after that whole fucking, not knowing how far you could shoot your weapon from this metal plate, I told the Staff Sergeant, like, Staff Sergeant, dude, I don't know anything about how you guys set this thing. And he got mad. Not at me, but he got mad at that other Staff Sergeant. Never had a problem again. So he just put me up in the top, the tower, and I was in charge of the range. So if you did something wrong, I was kicking you off my fucking range. Yeah, Lance Corporal was in charge of the range. Fuck with me, you're off my range. He told me that too. I never did that because I was still scared of the gunnery sergeants and shit, but fuck with me, you're off my range. I don't know. Anyways, I gotta take Natalie to work. And, I don't know if any of this shit makes sense, but I'm gonna have the rest of my half cigarette and fucking hope that's like a clue to you guys and shit. Oh, there's something else I wanted. No, there ain't. No, there is. No, I'll wait for that. That's too good. Ugh. I remember getting hit in the side of my stomach and falling down and almost puking up because I didn't give my little drill instructor, the newbie, fucking eye drops for pink eye. If you guys know about that shit, yeah, he hit me. But I'm not like these little bitches nowadays that's gonna complain and cry, like, I've been abused. You're a cock. Shut the fuck up, dude. You got hit. Deal with it. Punk ass motherfuckers. I hate these little motherfuckers. I hate. The Marine Corps is fucking falling apart. I should have been a drill instructor. I gotta hit up Melina. Anyways, peace, bitches.